The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, we've got updates from Chrome and Microsoft Seeing AI, along with new toys presented at this year's CSUN conference in San Diego. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Tech Tips is a 30-minute program that will run once a month over the air and be available as a podcast by visiting our website at triangleReadingService.org. The purpose of Tech Tips is to keep you informed about new devices, computer software, and mobile apps designed for people who are blind or have low vision. We will at times have device demonstrations or interviews with people working to make technology available to the blind and print impaired. We also want you to be a contributor to the program. If you would like us to know about a new piece of technology or program aimed at the visually and print impaired community, let us know by phone or email. Our phone number is 919-832-5138, and the email address is chris@trrsnc.org. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Updates recently came down the pipe from Google, and now Google Chrome can help screen readers recognize images. Google has rolled out a new accessibility feature to the Canary channel of Chrome in a bid to make screen readers more useful where images are concerned, according to a social post from the company. The feature allows images that haven't been marked with a description or other attributes, such as alt text, to be described to users anyway. Users effectively enable the new feature by giving the browser permission to send images that are being read by the screen reader to Google for analysis. Once the image analysis is complete, the description is sent back to the user's screen reader to be read out in line with other text in exactly the same way images would normally be included. Google says the feature will be coming at some point later this year for the general Chrome user base. Turning on the screen reader augmentation is a straightforward process, with access easily available via a context click, right click on most computers, or an alt click on Chrome OS devices. With a screen reader installed, clicking on an image will now implement a Get Image Descriptions from Google in that menu. Users will be able to choose from Always or Just Once. The system will either set a new preference in the deeper system settings to leave the feature on more permanently or return description on a case-by-case basis depending on which option is selected. Regardless of which option is chosen, Chrome then presents the user with a permissions card, asking for consent to receive the picture data and return a description. Permission can be revoked later or immediately afterward for those who might be concerned about privacy. That's fairly intuitive, too. Accomplished by navigating to the Settings menu under the three-dot menu at the top right-hand side of the user interface and scrolling down to expand and access Advanced Settings. Under Accessibility, there will now be an option to toggle for Getting Image Descriptions from Google. The new tool should prove extremely useful to augment screen readers, building on other recent implementations over the past year or more. Primarily, that's because screen readers are unable to recognize images if there's no alt text attribute set, simply skipping over the image instead. By turning on Google's new feature, users will be able to get a description from Google's image recognition algorithms instead. The descriptions themselves won't necessarily be 100% accurate for now, hence its placement in the beta-focused Canary channel, but it will almost certainly improve over time before finding its way to the more typically used consumer-ready stable channel. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. A while back, we introduced Microsoft's Seeing AI to you, and now they've made some changes. You can now explore photos by touch with Microsoft's Seeing AI. Microsoft Seeing AI is an app that lets blind and low vision users convert visual data into audio feedback, and it just got a cool new feature, Explore Photos with Touch. This new feature allows you to explore how objects in a photo are arranged. Select Explore Photo from the Scene channel, Photo Browser, or when recognizing photos from other apps. Then move your finger over the screen to hear where objects are located. This new feature enables users to tap their finger to an image on a touchscreen to hear a description of objects within an image and the spatial relationship between them, wrote Seeing AI lead Saquib Shakai in a blog post. The app can even describe the physical appearance of people and predict their mood. Because there's facial recognition built in as well, you could very well take a picture of your friends and hear who's doing what and where, and whether there's a dog in the picture. This was possible on an image-wide scale already. Because the app now lets users tap around to find where objects are, obviously important to understanding the picture or recognizing it from before, other details that may not have made it into the overall description may also appear on closer inspection, such as flowers in the foreground or a movie poster in the background. In addition to this, the app now natively supports the iPad, which is certainly going to be nice for many people who use Apple's tablets as their primary interface for media and interactions. You'll also be able to get faster access to your favorite features by customizing the order in which channels are shown. On the Person channel, you can now teach Seeing AI to recognize someone new directly from the main screen. When recognizing photos from other apps like Twitter, you will now hear the processing sound as in the main app. The Seeing AI app is currently only available for iOS devices. The good news is it's free. Now, if you do not use an iOS device and use Android instead, there is an alternative. It is called Envision AI, and you can get that through the Google Play Store, and to the best of my knowledge, it too is free. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. CSUN 2019 was recently held out in San Diego, and as usual, Access World sent some folks out there to take a look at what's new and improved in the world of assistive technology. This article is entitled, Access Technology on the Move. CSUN 2019 presents an array of new options for people who are blind. This article was written by J.J. Madow and Shelley Brisbane from Access World magazine. After 9 consecutive years in San Diego, the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference traveled a few hours north for its 2019 edition. This year's event, presented at the Anaheim Marriott, featured 2 exhibit halls, a variety of Platinum Sponsor suites, and thousands of participants seeking out the latest technology trends. This year's show was void of many of the big showstopper product announcements that have filled these pages in the past. Some companies, including Humanware and APH, had already blown their cover at the Assistive Technology Industry Association Conference in Orlando. And you can learn more about what's hot in 2019 by checking out our coverage of that event. That said, there was still plenty to talk about, including some new and updated apps and a variety of devices. GPS and other electronic navigation aids can be indispensable tools while traveling. But sometimes it's just helpful to get an overview of your neighborhood without going anywhere. The T-Map Project, a collaboration between the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco and the Smith-Kettlewell Eye Research Institute, enables users to receive embossed maps of a few city blocks or an entire neighborhood. As Lighthouse's Scott Banks explains in this podcast, recent improvements have made these maps even more useful. For one, they now include pedestrian pathways, bike paths, and trails, which are represented by dotted lines. More detailed maps can also include building shapes, which are embossed as filled-in raised splashes on the page. These features, as well as the map scale, can be customized to produce a map that is most beneficial to the user's needs. Maps include both Braille and large print markings, as well as a key that explains the abbreviations for streets included on the map. The data comes from the free OpenStreetMap service, which can be updated by anyone, but has spotty coverage in some locations, especially for the pedestrian paths and building shapes. If you'd like to know more about the T-Map, visit the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired website. Their website address is lighthouse-sf.org/T-Map. T-Map is spelled T-M-A-P. Next up, Google and Microsoft help you look at what's nearby. The power and variety of apps that can describe your surroundings continues to grow. Google released a long-awaited identification app, Lookout for Pixel Devices on Android. The initial version can help users locate objects, identify barcodes, and read text. You can also take a snapshot to have a scene described to you. When we tested this feature, the response ranged from effective using a computer laptop to widely inaccurate from origami paper. One unique feature to the Lookout app is the identification of nearby objects using a clock face, with notifications like tableware at 2 o'clock. If you have a supported device, it's worth including Lookout in your list of identification apps, though the functionality is not as fleshed out as others in this space. Perhaps the app that has broken the most ground in this space is Microsoft's Seeing AI, the wildly popular Swiss Army knife of scene description and recognition tools for the iPhone and, now, the iPad. Seeing AI now lets you explore objects by touch. Imagine a photo of a person standing next to a tree with a bench in the background. With this photo on the screen, a voiceover user can move a finger around the phone or tablet, and each object will be spoken as if it has been touched. This allows for a greater level of spatial awareness and a better understanding of photos and images. With further advances in the object recognition technology, careers like photography become much more viable for a person who is blind. Seeing AI is available for free on the iTunes App Store. We heard a lot of people talking about Bose Frames. Despite the fact that the audio company did not have a noticeable presence at the conference, Bose Frames are stylish glasses that beam sound through your temple, allowing for an immersive audio experience that only you can hear while not masking the sounds from your surroundings. What makes the Frames a more compelling option is the promise of augmented reality audio experiences made possible through mobile apps and sensors on the glasses. Era is one company jumping on this bandwagon with their remote assistance app. As Greg Stilson explains in his podcast, the glasses include an inertial measurement unit, essentially a sensor that can relay the position of your head to your phone or, in this case, a remote Era agent. This will allow the agent to more efficiently convey directional information, such as the location of a building or streetlight, and have this information updated in real time. How about an updated portable computer with Braille? Computer hardware specs are always improving, often leaving assistive technologies in the dust. The Elita Group has updated the L Braille, a Windows 10 dock, for the latest version of the Focus 40 Blue Braille display. To use a recent version of Intel's compute card, an ultra-portable computer with a modern processor and specs. Users can either use the Focus Braille display as a standalone unit or snap it into the dock for a full Windows functionality with the JAWS screen reader. This approach allows for the hardware to be updated at regular intervals. When compared to using a separate laptop and Braille display, another advantage to the L-Braille approach is the 17 to 20 hours of expected battery life with Wi-Fi enabled. It will be sold by Freedom Scientific, a part of the Vispero Group, for $5,965, including the Focus 40 Blue Braille display, a price that puts it in line with the Braille Note Touch Plus from Humanware and the Braille Sense Polaris from HIMS. Speaking of Braille devices, we have finally seen the light at the end of the tunnel for the Knute, the 360-cell multi-line Braille display from Bristol Braille Technology. The first production units are currently being shipped to distributors, and the displays should be available soon for around $2,000. Put another way, that's under $6 per cell compared with the $75 to $100 per cell cost of traditional Braille displays. While the Knute prints Braille at a speed that is closer to a Braille embosser than a traditional interface, it might be ideal for a variety of uses, including tabular data, musical scores, and even images. How about a throwback simple smartphone? When I was handed the Blind Shell Classic, a candy bar style phone with distinctive physical buttons, I thought I had jumped in a time machine and landed in 2008. The company's aim is to offer a feature-packed mobile device for users who want to use more of the modern features of a smartphone but are not comfortable using a touchscreen. The phone features a standard numeric keypad along with several additional buttons for navigation and answering and sending calls. Features include a phone dialer, contacts, email support, and FM radio, voice recorder, book player, and a color identifier. While it runs on a version of Android, this is not apparent to the user and is not possible to access other Android features beyond those included in the custom software. This is by design, according to Blind Shell consultant Sam Seavey, and it's intended to give users a simple and consistent interface for the most used phone functions. Dictation is available for text messages and email, and the device supports 802.1n Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. I found the speech to be clear and quite responsive when pressing keys, and menu navigation was reminiscent of classic Nokia or Windows mobile phones. And yes, a headphone jack is still included. The phone is currently compatible with GSM carriers, including AT&T and T-Mobile, with support for CDMA carriers, including Verizon and Sprint, expected before launch. Look for the Blind Shell Classic in the United States later this summer for around $400 to $450. The same users who appreciate the Blind Shell phone may also enjoy VoxyWeb's VoxyTV, a set-top box and software package offering a simplified interface for accessing dozens of entertainment and information resources. Services like Spotify, Bookshare, and YouTube can be accessed using a consistent menu interface from a remote control. Over 70 services are included, ranging from music and podcasts to weather and newspapers. The remote includes standard navigation controls, as well as media buttons for adjusting playback and volume. It's available for €600 or about $675 US. How would you like to wear your magnifier? Several companies showed the latest versions of wearable devices that can provide magnification for people with a variety of low vision needs. Each falls into one of two general categories: glasses-mounted cameras and VR headsets-based units powered by a smartphone. Most wearables on the floor were based on headsets, and though these aren't entirely new for 2019, their prevalence seems to be growing. The Iris Vision wearable consists of a Samsung VR headset and smartphone. It's intended for people with central vision loss of the kind caused by macular degeneration. The updated platform, now called Iris Vision Live, provides OCR with speech and can project text in large print as it speaks. The device now includes voice commands for basic functions like zoom and brightness. There's also Google Assistant functionality with support from Google and from Samsung Engineering. You can watch and search for YouTube videos on the headset, and there's a photo gallery for viewing and saving pictures you take. Iris Vision customers can obtain tech support from service providers who can connect to the device remotely. Owners of existing Iris Vision devices can be upgraded to the new software. TriSight's Viewpoint is also based on a VR headset. It includes speech recognition and OCR, Voice commands allow the user to zoom, change color schemes, and adjust brightness, among other options. It's priced at $2,995, and customers can try the Viewpoint for 60 days free to be sure it meets all your needs. More tablet choices. TriSight was among several companies showing off portable magnifiers based on tablets. We've seen Android and Windows tablets before, but this year, iPad-based devices made their debut, featuring the brand-new, high-end, 12.9-inch iPad Pro from Apple. The device provides magnification, OCR, and speech within apps from the vendor, and full access to the iPad when you leave the app. TriSight says it offers the only iPad-based OCR and reading software, though we found at least one other vendor offering iPad-based OCR. The foldable stand is metal and weighs less than 3 pounds. The product includes a carrying bag, and it's priced at $3,995. TriSight also sells Windows and Android-based tablets in smaller sizes. Patriot Vision has also added an iPad-based tablet to its magnifier lineup. The Patriot Pro 12.9, currently based on the previous generation 12.9-inch iPad Pro, with an update to the current model coming within a month pending a new stand design, includes magnifier and OCR software with speech. The Patriot Pro uses Apple Voices and offers distance viewing mode along with reading support. The device weighs about 8 pounds, including the foldable stand. Blind Bargains spoke with Charles Palmer about the Patriot Pro. He said, "Android is easier to work with as the basis of a tablet magnifier, but customers and even institutions providing equipment for people with low vision prefer the iPad." Palmer says the iPad screen is also superior, which matters in magnification. The Patriot Pro 12.9 is $3,995. If Windows is more your speed when it comes to operating systems, check out LVI's 3-camera ML Tab. It's based on a Windows Surface Pro tablet, but also includes an optical distance and reading camera mounted on an arm above the tablet. In total, there are 3 cameras. The tablet is mounted on a foldable metal stand that includes a reading plate, as well as the camera arm. Below the tablet are physical, high-contrast buttons you can use to control the magnifier software. The button functions are duplicated with touch gestures, allowing you to zoom, switch color schemes, or control the cameras. The ML tab includes OCR and speech, which can be started with simple gestures. It's priced at $4,395. Traditional CCTVs and portable magnifiers continue to make the scene at CSUN. American Printing House for the Blind is now selling a portable unit called Jupiter, developed with Vespiro. The foldable unit features a 13-inch screen and weighs 8 pounds. The magnifier includes reading, distance, and self-view modes, and a light whose brightness can be adjustable. Jupiter has 35 color modes and sells for $3,200, which includes a carrying case. German magnifier maker Reinecker was showing off several new magnifiers, but none are currently available in the U.S. The company was hopeful that they would be available shortly. In conclusion, the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference remains the preeminent venue for technology leaders and pacemakers to connect and share developments about the latest advancements in technology. The increasing presence of mainstream companies shows that accessibility is becoming an important component for many more websites and apps. Accessibility experts are becoming more integrated across teams and companies instead of being siloed and ignored. The road to equal access remains long and arduous, but conferences like CSUN prove that there are many victories to be celebrated in the world of access technology. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you've ever thought about designing your own audio game, but you lack the coding experience, well, now there's an alternative, because developers have created an engine allowing blind people to develop your own audio games, regardless of coding experience. Paul Lim, an avid gamer, has been partially sighted for the last 15 years and relies on his guide dog, Murphy, but hasn't let that get in the way of his hobby. Paul's part of Ebon's Guy Studios, which has developed Sable, a custom engine which allows blind people to develop their own audio-based games regardless of whether they have any coding experience. The engine allows people to develop role-playing games that work entirely through sound, with no graphical input. Players can choose the measurements of different maps and buildings in the game, along with adding ambient noise to give a better definition of what they want the game world to be like. Paul is one of a team of developers working around the world on the project, alongside ones based in America and Canada who are also blind, and a sighted sound engineer from Australia. Sable has been exhibited in a number of trade shows around the world, and Paul told Spirit FM he has been encouraged with the way the project has been received both in the sighted and blind communities. The prototype has now been entered into the running for the Holman Prize, a competition which promotes achievements by members of the blind community. Here's a short video from Ebon's Guy Studios demonstrating Sable.
Hi, we're Ebon's Guy Studios, a team of audio game developers. We have created a prototype application called Sable that allows a blind user to create their very own video game, or rather, audio game. What makes our application unique is that no scripting or coding whatsoever is required to make these games. While similar tools exist for the sighted community, they are not accessible. Here is a short demonstration of Sable.
The Blind Traveler. Yes. You found the following items. Holman Prize. Taken all. Path to Lighthouse. Bridge. Leaving Bridge. Entrance to Lighthouse.
Everything you just heard took only minutes to create and is a very brief glimpse of what Sable is capable of. The Holman Prize would allow us to turn our prototype into the first ever code-free engine, empowering blind creators to turn their own ideas and stories into games and to create an awareness of blind gamers to the sighted gaming community.
We have received a lot of positive feedback from blind gamers. In addition, during two mainstream gaming conventions last year, Animathon and PAX Australia,
we received enthusiastic interest from the sighted community. For more information on how games are created using Sable, please give our other videos a look. Links to our social media pages can be found in the description. The visual component of this video is comprised of comments of support from the community we are building, which are represented in text in the video description.
Thank you for watching.
Ebon's Guy Studios is now looking for votes to help them into the finals of the competition against more than 100 other competitors from around the world. The three winners of the Holman Prize will each receive $25,000 to help them develop their ideas further. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.triangleReadingService.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trrsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.